Alan Bezzik's Late Night Phone-In.
0161 228 2255.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
And BBC Radio Manchester.
0161 228 2255 to join us this evening. Talk about anything, particularly if the vicinity of the Manchester Arena, and because of the incident, emergency services are there dealing with it. But it's also, of course, linked almost to the Victoria Station, so trains may be delayed, they may even be cancelled this evening. So if you're hoping to get home by train, then I'm afraid it's going to be a little more difficult than you first thought. Police say, yes, there are reports of an incident at the arena, and they are attending the incident. Emergency services are dealing with it, and that's as much as we know at the moment.
And I'm driving away now, and basically every police car and ambulance in Manchester, it seems like, is just driving towards the arena. So, yeah.
And you say you heard it, you were quite close,
yeah.
As I say, you were mm-hmm. quite close to the explosion. I mean, what?
Yeah.
Was there smoke, or was it just a noise?
I'm not sure. Some people like were saying, oh, look, there's smoke. Some people weren't. I didn't really look much. I did see people kind of like either climbing over all the roads downwards or like kind of falling over the roads. It was really hard to tell if people were falling or obviously jumping over the roads. But in terms of the smoke, people were definitely saying, I think there's smoke, but obviously I couldn't see because I was running.
Indeed, quite right too. Harrison, good to hear from you. I'm glad you're safe.
You.
Thank you very much indeed. Our reporter Pav Bharti is in Manchester City Centre. Pav, what do you know? I mean, we just heard from Harrison there that the emergency services are heading there pronto.
Well, yeah, you can hear the emergency services, and you have been for the past sort of 15, 20 minutes racing their way towards the Manchester Arena. You might also hear in the background a police helicopter that has been circling the city centre for some time. I'm only sort of 5 minutes away from the Manchester.
What we don't know yet is what caused the explosion. Obviously, there is a simple conclusion that people will come to, but we've not yet been told what was the cause of it. And that isn't people keeping information from us. That is people not actually knowing. And I suspect at the moment the police don't know. The emergency service almost certainly concentrating more on getting people out safely. Some of the footage I've seen so far shows people moving quickly but leaving the arena. I'd be interested to know how well the arena emergency evacuation procedures work. There are rules and
regulations. If you're expecting up all night, it's Phil Williams through the night here on 5 Live responding to what's happened at the Manchester Arena this evening, which police are treating as a terror incident, and if it's confirmed as a terrorist incident, will be the largest number of fatalities in a British terror attack since the London attacks of 2005. 52 people were killed in those, and this evening 19 people confirmed as dead so far, with a further 50 injured. We'll have a news bulletin from Dominic Busby. If we get this police news conference, I'll obviously interrupt Dom and bring and take you straight to that. At the moment, it's 2 a.m.
Greater Manchester Police has confirmed at least 19 people are dead after being called to reports of an explosion in the city's arena. Around 50 others are known to have been injured. They say they're treating it as a terrorism incident until they know otherwise. A controlled explosion has taken place in Cathedral Gardens.
Sophie, thank you. Sophie Yardley, our reporter with the news this morning. It's 8 minutes past three on BBC's Radio Lancashire and Manchester. I'm Alan Bezzik here, somewhat belatedly, because of the incidents that have been happening overnight. I'll be with you until five. And then, of course, we go into the breakfast programmes on Lancashire and on Manchester. Anne-Marie rang earlier. I've kept her waiting ages for all sorts of things going on, including, of course, that press conference, well, hardly a conference, that press statement from the Chief Constable of Greater Manchester, Ian Hopkins. Anne-Marie, I'm sorry to keep you waiting so long.
Hey, Alan, no problem at all.
What would you like to say?
I'm unable to sleep, actually. I just feel absolutely dreadful. My two daughters were there tonight, my 22-year-old and my 13-year-old. And they were meant to be getting a bus back from Victoria to Newton Station, and I was going to pick them up. They only live at Winnick. And they rang me from outside. My 22-year-old was really mature. She dragged the little one out of the arena, pulled her out through all the crowds and everything else. It was panic. They heard a loud bang. They were on the floor part of the arena, and they just got out as quick as they could, and they managed to get a taxi outside in the end, but they rang me from outside.
This is the moment the bomb exploded, and I just want to warn you that some of you might find this disturbing. You get the sense of chaos that ensued at a concert by the American pop star. When I was your man.
Bruno Mars and When I Was Your Man. I'm Daryl Morris. It's 5 a.m. with a news update. Here's Michelle Livesey.
Manchester's been rocked by a terror attack which has claimed the lives of 19 people.
There was a big explosion. Some people said it was the speakers. Some people said it was something else, but then we found out later when it was a bomb.
There was kids crying, and because there were so many people then and everyone's trying to get out at the same time, trying to run, but you just can't.
The blast happened at the Manchester Arena as the Ariana Grande concert was finishing. Police say it happened...
Oh, my God!
A distressing piece of audio, as you can imagine, the moment that a bomb detonated at the Manchester Arena. That's the breaking news this morning. As it stands, 19 people confirmed dead, and Greater Manchester Police saying that 56 to 59 people are currently injured and receiving treatment. We'll keep you up to date throughout the morning.
Key 103.
Morning, everybody. It is Tuesday morning, 23rd of May, and it is Grimmy here with you on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. As you've just heard in Newspeak there with Tina, some horrible, horrible news this morning to wake up to. So the show today is going to be a little bit different. We're going to be here, we're going to be playing new music, but it's not going to be the regular Radio 1 Breakfast Show that you are used to. So we're just going to send all our love to Manchester, all our thoughts to everyone involved. And we're just going to focus on the music today. We're going to start the show with Niall.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock on Tuesday, the 23rd of May. This is Today with Justin Webb and Nick Robinson.
There is only one headline this morning. An explosion at a concert in Manchester has left 19 people dead and dozens more injured.
As I was waiting, an explosion went off and it threw me through the first set of doors, about 30 foot to the next set of doors. When I got up and looked round, there was about 30 people scattered everywhere. Some of them looked dead, might have been unconscious, but there was a lot of fatalities.
Police say they are treating it as a terrorist attack. Campaigning in the general election has been suspended. Theresa May has convened a meeting of the government's emergency committee, COBRA. Our chief...
Key 103.
News. Manchester Arena's been rocked by an explosion, killing 19 people and injuring dozens more.
The smoke got very strong. I could see people on the floor crying. There was a very, very loud bang, very huge. You felt all of the floor and the seats rock.
The blast went off just as the Ariana Grande concert was ending at 10:30 last night. There were thousands of people leaving, including this woman and her 11-year-old daughter.
It was full of beautiful young girls and boys and families, and it's just tragic to think that such a great family evening has now ended in such horror.
Police say the explosion happened in the foyer area outside the arena, which was a public area. Bomb disposal teams have been at the scene overnight and even carried out a controlled blast. To make you feel
my love. This is Key 103, waking up to a morning in Manchester where 19 people have been killed and more than 50 injured in this suspected terrorist attack in Manchester Arena. All of us waking up today shocked to the core that this has happened today in our great, great city.
It's a weird thing. Obviously, Gemma and I are here this morning. Mike's not here. Mike's not here because of anything last night. He's here because he's going to a family funeral. But... Just waking up to this in your city that you always view as being quite safe. I mean, we go to the arena all the time, and the arena is a safe place, isn't it? It's or normally is. And for something like this to happen, I mean, you see it abroad, and everyone kind of, you know, it's a horrible thing to happen to anyone. But with kids as well, what kind of horrible people would do that to kids? But just to happen in Manchester, I mean, it changes everything, doesn't it, in the city, this? But I'm still at the stage of shock. I know you go through several different stages.
Yeah,
but I think because we've kind of woken up to it this morning, it is a reaction of shock rather than anything else at the moment. And just, oh my word, this has happened on our doors. It took me about, I kept looking at the story as it came on my phone this morning. I kept looking at it.
A woman who was there with her 11-year-old daughter says the stairwells were blocked because people were running. The police were everywhere. People were shouting, bomb, bomb.
We are waiting for a police update, but with the time just coming up to 10 to 7, let's turn now to Rachel Atkinson, who was at the concert and joins us now. Tell us where you were, Rachel, when the explosion happened.
Hi there. I was on the arena floor, so my seat was literally on the bottom floor. And it was just as the song had gone off on the stage and the house lights had come up and everyone had started to leave, that there was a loud explosion towards the back of the arena. So as you look towards the back, it was the right stairwell. And then a few seconds later, you just heard screaming and everybody were running back down the stairs, and everybody to the left and the right of the stairs just spread out, and they was climbing all over the seats just to get away from this.
How did you manage to get out?
Well, I was in the bottom, so I was far away from the stairs, but you couldn't actually get out straight away because everybody from all the other seats were coming down to your exit. So it probably took about 10-15 minutes to get out of the exits in total. So I had to just stay kind of where I was while everyone else basically pushed through, and everyone was shoving past you just to get out of there.
Mm. And when you got out, did you see the area where people were being treated, the area where the explosion had happened?
At my side, it wasn't where the explosion was, but there was a couple of people covered in blood. And at the time, I just assumed from people shoving past and they must have fallen over, not realising that something...
This is Capital News.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Jess Mercer. Manchester is waking up to the news that the city's been hit by a suspected terror attack. 19 people have been killed, 59 have been injured. It happened at a sold-out Ariana Grande show last night. If you are missing people, there is an emergency number to call. It's 0161 856 9400. Well, Karen went to pick up her daughter from outside the arena last night.
I looked up, and then running down the stairs was this man carrying a girl in his arms. She must have been about 10 years old, maybe. I just remember seeing her long blonde hair, and there was just blood pouring from her face and her legs.
The concert was packed with young fans. 5 hospitals across the city are treating the casualties. Roads are sealed off in the area, taking in Manchester's Victoria Station, which backs onto the venue. Our reporter Sarah Bellew is by the cordon.
Well, officers are now trying to make the city centre safe. The cordon, I'm told, stretches for 3 miles from the arena around the city centre. Hotels are now being searched room by room for any other possible devices.
The Prime Minister's described it as an appalling terrorist attack. Other party leaders have also expressed their...
Well, a reminder there from Amber Rudd as well, that Manchester has seen this before, not on this scale, but in June the 15th, 1996. Remember it well. The attack on the Arndale shopping centre in Manchester by the IRA, a £3,300 bomb. In that case, though, a warning was given. Many, many injuries, more than 200 people injured, but thankfully nobody was killed at that time. Norman Smith, thank you very much indeed. All eyes at the moment on Greater Manchester Police Headquarters, where we're expecting another news conference, perhaps with more information than we've had so far. And, of course, we'll go to that as soon as we've got it.
And at 13 minutes to 7, if you're just switching on, the news overnight that 19 people have been killed and 59 injured in an explosion at an Ariana Grande concert at Manchester Arena, which police are treating as a terrorist attack. Let us look at what some of the newspapers are saying. The newspaper websites, of course, carrying all the latest updates on the explosion. Terror at the Arena is the headline on the front of the Manchester Evening News. It calls it Manchester's Night of Agony. Conor Rohan tells the paper he heard bangs followed by deafening screams. It was just panic and people running. One of the paper's reporters at the Withenshaw Hospital says nurses were working tirelessly through the night of the accident.
Clean Bandit, Zara Larsson and Symphony. This is Capital Breakfast, and we've just had some breaking news that the death toll has now risen to 22 from 19. This is something that nobody wants to even have to tell or say or let people know about. So that's just happened now. They've just announced it's risen to 22. And our thoughts are with everybody and anybody involved in it. Families and stuff like that. This is as trivial as it'll sound. This will be one of them times where you kind of go, where were you when you found out and what were you doing kind of thing, and you'll remember it, and it's one of them that you'll remember for all the wrong reasons. But last night, everybody will remember where they were. Mm-hmm. For the rest of your life, you'll remember where you... I was in bed and the alert came through on the phone, and it said that a speaker had blown.
Yeah,
you kind of just thought, that's not too serious. Big explosion, suspected blown speaker. And you kind of go, right, I'll go to Kip now. Mm-hmm. But then something, you kind of didn't fall asleep. You just kept looking, just checking if it was. And then as the night went on, it got worse and worse and worse, and a lot of people now will be going into work having not gone to bed. Where did you guys?
Ellie had got up to do a feed with the little one and came in and woke us up. I'd been asleep when it happened, and she woke us up and just said that she said that I think there's been a bomb at the arena. And then you just get up and you get the telly on, put the radio on, and just try and find out as much information as you can. And I personally didn't sleep last night after that, just following it and everything. I mean, some people felt, I mean, just absolute heroes to just go towards Manchester and just try and help out in whichever way they can, which just sums up Manchester and Mancunians, and not just, you know, people from the northwest as well. People were coming over from Merseyside, from Yorkshire, from all different areas to just try and do whatever.
That's what it was, wasn't it? It was do whatever you can, and people just people went in blindly to it. They just got in the car and went, right, I'll just go. I'll pick people up. If you're one of them people and you want to have a chat to us, then you don't have to, but if you want to come on and have a chat, you can call us 0161 832 0102. Let us know how long you were doing that for, and let us know what went on. There are developing news all the time on this, and I think we have another update in about 5 minutes with Jess on all the latest we know, and I think there are a few, as well as the death toll rising to 22, which I...
Good morning, it's 8 o'clock on Tuesday the 23rd of May. The headlines this morning: Greater Manchester Police have said they believe one man carried out last night's bombing at a pop concert in the city, killing 22 people, some of them children. The Chief Constable Ian Hopkins gave a press conference in the last hour.
This has been the most horrific incident we have ever faced here in Greater Manchester, and one that we all hoped we would never see. Families and many young people were out to enjoy a concert at the Manchester Arena and have very sadly lost their lives.
One witness has suggested that the bomb may have been packed with pieces of metal. The Prime Minister has condemned...
Christina Aguilera, Beautiful. So a very different Smooth Breakfast then for you this morning, as we're bringing you up to date with the very latest every 15 minutes following the attack on the Manchester Arena last night. Let's get the latest for you now. It's 8:14 on Smooth.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Alex Wallace. It's been confirmed 22 people, including children, have been killed in an explosion at Manchester Arena. At least 59 others have been hurt in what's now being treated as a terrorist attack. It happened at the Ariana Grande concert, packed full of young people.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Ferrari at breakfast.
Good morning, 4 minutes after eight on Tuesday, May the 23rd. Let's get straight to that story then. You've already heard, leading the LBC news bulletin, 22 people have been killed, some of whom will be children. 59 is the current level of injuries. Massive police investigation going on in Manchester, seeking to find out whether the person who detonated this explosion was working alone or as part of a network. If you're just waking up and you can't quite believe the headlines that you heard there in our 8 o'clock news bulletin, LBC's Rachel Venables has been looking at the tale of a very, very tragic night.
It was 10:30 on a school night in a packed-out Manchester arena full of school children. A
couple of emails coming. Aaron, you're going to be the next caller. Keith says, I do find the long list of politicians spouting the platitudes about Manchester nauseating. When will these politicians express how angry I am? And most of the people I've spoken with this morning, how angry they are. The numbers of people arrested by the police for planning acts of terrorism in this country surely is clear to the political class there is a real problem in one part of our community that they seem to be happy to turn a blind eye and hide behind the great work the police have been doing to maintain our safety. It's about time they got tougher and pointed out where the problem is and the need for those whose evil people swim to actually come forward to a point and identify the perpetrators. I don't think I hear politicians saying that if you know who any of these people are, you shouldn't come forward. No, but thank you for that. One more before I go to the calls. This comes from... I wrote that one away. Ida saying, where is the Manchester mayor? Well, we've had him on, so that's not particularly relevant, isn't it? This same subject, this comes in from Richard in Wapping. The time has come for us to take a more serious view, says Richard, about civil defence and recognise the authorities cannot do everything to protect the public. Information leaflets should be distributed to everyone. Schools should be addressed by specialists in this area. Lone wolves presumably have friends and relations, and clues may be evident to close associates if they know what to look for. Well, remembering the case of the man behind the Westminster terror attack, nobody saw that coming. Not even his ex-wife or girlfriend. I can't quite remember which it was, so it's not always perhaps as clear-cut as you might at first think. Aaron in Chorley, which is very close to Manchester. Go ahead, Aaron. Morning.
Hi. I was just calling in to praise the work of the emergency services last night. Right. I got a phone call at about 12:30 last night to go and pick a family relative up who was staying in the Manchester Royal Infirmary for something unrelated to the incident.
Right.
When I arrived, the hospital was closed down. The only access was through the emergency entrance.
Mm-hmm.
And I could just see doctors and nurses coming in to help with the emergency,
yeah,
walking through the emergency departments, go and collect my family relative.
Yes.
I could see nurses just picking up the high-vis vests, saying what role they were playing and where they were going within the emergency department. And everybody just looked like they were knuckling down, supporting people.
Mm.
I did see one little girl wearing a pink Ariana Grande T-shirt covered in blood, quite distressed. Being supported really well by the nursing staff.
Mm. What time did you get there, Aaron?
I got there at 12:30 last night, so it was about 1 o'clock when I arrived at the hospital to pick my family relative up.
Yeah.
And it was just...
I'm presuming they wanted beds, is that why they were...
Minutes past eight. This is Key 103. It's a tough morning in Manchester. Many people still waking up yet to hear the news of the attack at Manchester Arena last night. There was a concert on an Ariana Grande concert. An attack happened there, a suspected suicide attack. Now 22 people confirmed dead with 59 injured as well. This morning we're reflecting on it and just keeping the news up to date with what's been going on. Greater Manchester Police have put out a number in case you're missing someone at the arena.
Yeah, the number is 0161 856 9400 if you need to get in contact with anybody. Also, at the Etihad Stadium, access gate 11, there's a meeting point for anyone needing help or assistance. And if anyone wants to call us and talk and just tell us how you're feeling and try and make yourself feel a little bit better, we're on 2880103.
We've spoken to quite a few people who were there last night. Luckily, the ones we've spoken to managed to avoid any kind of injuries and weren't in the actual kind of epicentre of what happened last night. But we don't always think about this, but a lot of people come from far and wide outside of Greater Manchester to come to the Manchester Arena. You get the biggest stars across the world there. I think it's one of the third busiest arena in the whole world, isn't it?
Definitely.
Everyone,
yeah.
Anyone who's anyone has played at the arena.
Mm.
Fiona's on the line now. Fiona, you live in Barnsley, don't you? Just tell us exactly what happened last night from your point of view.
Amelia just finished singing and she went off stage and I said to my daughter, let's just wait a couple of minutes so that the staircases can clear and stuff. So we're just sort of hanging about and then we just heard a massive explosion. sort of went quiet for a little bit after that. Everybody was sort of just wondering what had happened. We looked towards the back of the arena.
And she's a breakthrough pop star, so there'll be adults who enjoy the music. But the absolute, the tribal loyalties, that's like the Mickey Mouse Club. You know, it's children's television that turned her into a star. Children's television at its most simple level of entertainment. That's what turned her into a star. And that will be a large part of what drew thousands of children to that concert last night. So, yeah, there will be time in the coming days and possibly the coming hours to pick over the slightly more obvious questions. But I'd like to start with, what do you do as a dad or a mum? How do you deal with this? How do you cope with it? How do you play it? If you're close to the story, as ever on this programme, you'll be offered a very warm welcome and a comforting ear. But as a dad, I can't get past the thought that I was bopping away at the O2. And you know what it's like. You don't watch the show quite often, do you? You watch your own children enjoying the show. How many parents there last night won't have been watching the stage? They'd have been watching their little girls dancing in absolutely undiluted glee. That's the thing, you don't get that as you get older. That absolute sense. Do you remember what it was like? That sort of almost transcendental happiness. They can't believe they're actually there and up on the stage. Oh my God, it's actually them, it's actually her, it's actually him off the telly. I can't believe I'm here. And they turn to each other and they hug each other and they jump up and down and they've got their funny little tattoos on their faces and their special T-shirts and Dad's bankrupted himself buying a couple of Cokes, a bag of popcorn and a programme, and it's just pure happiness. Pure happiness. And you watch your children, you don't watch the stage. And then someone comes along and blows himself up and takes as many of these children with him as he can. And we're supposed to be able to explain this to our children. I don't know that I can. I don't know where you even begin. There are some evil people out there, they know that. But not at a concert full of kids.